Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, January 16th, 2015. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here to talk about new movies and toys and stuff. We put up some new exclusives. We have some movie things. I think the neighbor's heater just went off. But let's talk about top box office. Last weekend, number one in the theaters, Taken 3, which taken in $39.2 million. I can't speak today. What's wrong with me? Number two, Selma, $11.3 million. Number three, Into the Woods, $9.5 million. Number four, The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies, $9.3 million. And number five, rounded out the top five, Unbroken, $8.1 million. New this week, you may elect to see American Sniper, Paddington, The Wedding Ringer, and more limited releases. Wonder if Paddington actually made it out. I didn't see any reviews. I gotta pay closer attention. In the news, a new Venture Brothers special airs next week, Monday. It's a space special. It's the first new Ventures thing in more than a year, so it's pretty exciting. Weird Al Yankovic has signed on to a new DC animated universe movie, Batman vs. Robin, as the doll maker. Neato, he should do more cartoons. Kyle MacLachlan has confirmed he's returning to Twin Peaks for the new Showtime series coming up soon. James Cameron pushed back the Avatar sequels. The first one is now Christmas 2017. The idea is to do one per year for 3 years, which probably means it'll butt up against the six Star Wars movies, also due in Decembers, meaning we're going to have way too many big tentpole movies in December now. Before, we didn't have that many, but now it's going to be a lot. And if you're a Parks and Recreation fan, not only is the show airing two episodes a week to burn off the final season, which is unfortunate, you may recall Ben Wyatt had a board game called The Cones of Dunshire. Well, it's on Kickstarter. I'm not entirely sure if it's licensed based on the wording. Don't mean this is slander, just can't figure it out. So you might want to go to Kickstarter now just to see what they're planning with Cones of Dunshire, just because it's very expensive and very amusing. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Any get your gunned. Because it's a gun sale. It's plush. Buy one, get one 40% off. Sesame Street, DC, Pushmo, The Cat, and more can be yours at a great deal, but only for a couple more days, because this sale ends soon. Check our site for other amazing deals. We've got a few running right now. Too many, I say. But I guess people like to get things at lower prices, so we'll let them do that. So check that out at entertainmentearth.com today. In the news, Hasbro announced that they're going to do a new fan-built bot for Transformers. This is kind of a big deal. A couple years ago, they announced a fan-built bot contest where you could pick the affiliation, alt mode, color, name, gender, and weapon of a new Transformer. And the result was the very popular Windblade, which you'll find amazingly interesting reactions to if you look at some of the forums. The figure sold very well. I see them show up here around town and disappear in a couple of days. Whenever we get them in Entertainment Earth, they're gone pretty quick. You can check our website right now, and you should order one. I've got one on my desk. It's been there for a while. It's a nice figure. But the point is, Hasbro is doing a new fan-built bot, and they decided one wasn't enough. They're doing a whole combiner, the details of which we don't know yet, but we're going to decide them as it goes. Through an iOS app, it's the Transformers Age of Extinction app, if the press release was correct. I don't have an iOS device. I think it's on Android. I don't have an Android device. But you'll get to vote on it, because you're not a caveman. I'm really excited to see how it turns out. I don't know what they're going to do, but it's a combiner. I'm going to buy it. Combiner Wars are awesome. These are like the best. I'm going to talk about them on the Toy of the Week this week. You're going to love them. We also added a new exclusive glow-in-the-dark pop vinyl Marvel Thanos. The Mad Titan is now the glowing Titan. Let's say that. And sales today have been very good, to the point where I would say, if you want to get it soon, go ahead and order it today. We're very happy. We also added new items, including the Mystic Powers Hikari Spider-Man, the Avengers Marvel Legends Infinite Series Action Figures Wave 1, Amazing Spider-Man 2 Marvel Legends Action Figures Wave 3, Transformers Generations Combiner Wars Deluxe Wave 2, Transformers Robot in Disguise Warriors Wave 2, Star Wars Black Series 6-inch Deluxe Action Figures Wave 2, which includes Han Solo and the Tauntaun, which you can order by himself, and Star Wars Class 2 Attack Vehicles Wave 5, which has the Imperial Troop Transport, which I'm very excited to get. And that's all. I got to get going, so you guys have a great weekend. We got to get ready for Toy Fair. That's in a couple of weeks, about a month from today. I will be in New York, freezing my metaphorical metaphors off, and hopefully it will not snow. That happens a lot. I don't care for it. Maybe you do. I don't. That's why I don't live where it snows. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you next time. Check out all of our sales at entertainmentearth.com today, or don't. You can miss them and pay full price. That's okay, but you can check them out.